here in the United States, a group of Catholic lay people met today to consider their future. The group Voice of the Faithful started 2 years ago in Boston amid outrage over a sex abuse scandal. Now the group is deciding its next moves, as Amy Eddings reports from member station WNYC.
Inside a cavernous gymnasium on the campus of Fordham University, hundreds of men and women, overwhelmingly white and middle-aged, bowed their graying heads and asked the Holy Spirit to bless their gathering.
Move among us, Holy Spirit.
Move among us now.
The conference was organized by Voice of the Faithful affiliates in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. With 1,500 people in attendance, VOTF leaders say it's the second largest regional conference in the group's short history. Titled Being Catholic in the 21st Century, the conference sought to address what members say is the root of the child sexual abuse crisis, the abuse of power by church officials. Joseph O'Callaghan chairs the Voice of the Faithful chapter in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
We must work to change the culture of secrecy, fear, and intimidation which has brought us to this sorry pass and which imposes unwarranted limitations on laymen and laywomen who wish to offer their gifts to the benefit of the entire body of Christ.
Although the heat of the crisis has passed, VOTF members say the healing is far from complete for both the church and for victims. Members of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests led participants in a moment of silence for an alleged victim of clergy sexual abuse who committed suicide days before he was to speak at the conference. If the American Catholic Church is at a crossroads, so too is Voice of the Faithful. Since its beginnings in a suburban Boston church, the group has 188 chapters across the country and claims more than 30,000 members worldwide. Co-founder Peggy Thorpe, who traveled from Boston to attend the conference, says that the crisis may have sparked the movement, but frustration with limits on lay participation will keep it growing.
Catholics, the paradigm for dialogue in the church has essentially been, we'll talk, you listen. And there are many educated, wonderful Catholics out there who are still stuck in that mindset, that Father does know best. And it's our job to say, maybe he does and maybe he doesn't. And why don't we find out? Why don't we talk to him?
Talk has been difficult. While Voice of the Faithful leaders have met with several bishops, eight others have banned them, and the majority are treating the group with indifference. Five local diocesan newspapers refused to publish ads for the conference, and Fordham University, a Jesuit school, took pains to keep itself at arm's length from the group, saying it was merely providing conference space. Observers say it's too soon to tell whether Voice of the Faithful will continue to flourish as the sexual abuse crisis ebbs and the immediate pressure on bishops is lifted. David Gibson was a panelist at the conference and the author of The Coming Catholic Church.
The bottom line is that if Voice of the Faithful doesn't have that lay anger out there, if the headlines and the scandal die down in the collective memory a bit, will they be able to continue to attract people?
For NPR News, I'm Amy Eddings in New York.